everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 18 of TTM Casts, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host for our program today. We have a great interview that I recorded yesterday with Trent from Trent Fan Packs TTM, talking fan packs, something a little different. And I've got a few things to cover today, so welcome to the program. You can contact me via email if you have any feedback or any questions at ttmcast@yahoo.com. You can find our fine podcast here on Spotify, Podbean, Google Listen, and iTunes while it's still going. So let's get right on to the program. Kind of a quiet week in terms of things going on in the hobby the last couple of weeks. If you've noticed, I've been going on an every other week basis. I will have a nice special Father's Day edition of our podcast next week. Today's actually Sunday, June 9th, where I'm recording the program. So we will have a program next week for a special Father's Day edition. And then basically, for the summer, we're going to try to go every other week and see how things go. So we got the Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues are finishing up the Stanley Cup playoffs maybe today. Hopefully, the Bruins can extend it and go to a Game 7, but it's been pretty exciting for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Not a lot else going on. Went to see Rocket Man, Elton John movie, and that was just okay. I would give that 2 stars out of 5. Nothing that you can't wait for on cable or regular TV. It was okay. The music was good. It was a little musical, if you know what I mean, for me. But other than that, not that great. Actually, went to go see Aladdin last week and with Will Smith, and that was a much better movie. So I saw Aladdin on Broadway, and I thought that was a pretty good show on Broadway. And the movie was actually entertaining, so we took the family to that last week and enjoyed that. Not much going on in regards to TTM and collecting Sports Collectors Digest. Sports Collectors Daily, haven't had much that really piqued my interest in terms of TTMing, and not really any good releases for sets that I notice, or new cards from Topps or Panini. So we'll have to wait until the new football cards come out, training camp, OTAs. The Patriots got their Super Bowl rings once again the other day, so football is just around the corner, and looking forward to all the football releases coming out. As to what is Archie Manning hate me segment, I don't really have anyone that's kind of sticking out. I've got a few guys that I have out that I'm trying again. I sent one out to Archie Manning again to see if I can get a return from him. I'm waiting on Dusty Baker, Butch Weininger, a bunch of guys that I know have seen and have signed, but have not got returns from them. So we'll see how that goes. But no one has been added to the list or taken off. So we'll see how that transpires, and that kind of closes out our "Why Does Archie Manning Hate Me" segment. Returns last 2 weeks, got a few returns. Still working on my game day set. And I got a Mike Tomczak return, the former quarterback for the Bears, and he played for the Packers. And the game day said he's on the Packers. He returned my card in 3 or 4 weeks. He also signed a 1989 Topps, which very happy about that. I got a return for my 1978 set from George Zerber, who played for the Yankees. I think it was his only appearance in cards. It's 1978. He's kind of shown bunting stance in front of the batting cage. And it was kind of those are the kind of guys that I like to get, the guys that are kind of were regulars and not superstars during their time. And it was very appreciated that Mr. Zerber signed a card for my 1978 top set. So thrilled to get that. Got a couple Red Sox back again, which is always nice. I got a Bill Miller card, 2001 Topps. He's actually pictured as a Giant, but I obviously think of him as a Red Sox. I was thrilled to get that back. And I got a Will Middlebrooks card from 2013 Topps. And he signed a 2013 World Series champ, which was a nice inscription. And I got that back the other day. So most of these cards are coming back in 2 to 3 weeks. Not having luck with, I have a lot of stuff out there that I've been waiting on. It's kind of slowed down really in the last like 2 months. Guys that I see sign or have been signing, and I send out stuff, and I've got a lot of stuff out there. So hopefully we will get some more returns. But a couple of things that came back to me is RTS. I got a Kent Benson. Actually found a bag full of envelopes that I had put set aside and was just waiting for stamps and totally forgot about them. And I was cleaning the other day and I found a bag with probably 8 or 10 envelopes in it. And I said, oh, look at this. So I forgot to send these out. So I'm not, they're probably a year and a half old. And I sent them out to see, and I got an RTS from Kent Benson, so it must be an old address. And then I got a return from Tony Lever from the Minnesota Twins. Sent the card back, but did not sign it. So I'm glad I got the card back. It was 73 Topps that I had from Tony, but it was not, he did not sign it. And then a couple of other things in terms of returns went to a local flea market. It's called a random flea market. It's about an hour and a half away from my house in southeastern Massachusetts. I went there last Saturday and picked up a few things there. So I was very, very happy about that. And also we had our local yard sale, our town yard sale, and drove around, and surprisingly there was a lot of cards for people that were trying, that were selling. So I picked up a 1989 Flair cello pack for $10, the whole case of them. So the 26 of them, I was very happy about that. I also got a Patriots Jacksonville Jaguar playoff program for $1. I was thrilled about that one. And then this guy had about, I don't know, 10 binders full of cards, all kind of junk era cards, but he was selling them for $5 a binder, and most of the cards I had already had, but he had this one binder that was filled with all superstars, Ken Griffey and Nolan Ryan and Reggie Jackson and Wade Boggs and Roger Clemens and all these cards, and I couldn't pass it up, so I picked up a full binder. When I say a full binder, probably like 40 or 50 pages of all these greats. You know, they're all kind of junk era cards, but it didn't matter to me. It was like, anytime you get all those guys for $5, I had to take advantage of that. So I'm going to maybe send out some of those to get signed, see if I can get some autographs, because there was a bunch of guys in there that signed regularly. So we'll see how that goes. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. This is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who we all know passed away a while ago, when I had sent him a card out after he had passed away, and I was totally embarrassed by it. So I do this as a service to my fellow TTM collectors so that they don't send out cards to people that have passed away. A couple of these guys have been in the news, so I'm sure you know, but obviously, Bart Starr, who was the star quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in the 60s and the quarterback for the two teams that won the Super Bowls, the first two Super Bowls, Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II, passed away. I believe he was a friend of the hobby in terms of signing. I don't have a autograph of his, but we lost Mr. Starr. And we also lost kind of someone that I had a personal connection to. I actually met once, Mr. Bill Buckner, who played for the Red Sox and the Dodgers and Cubs, and had an illustrious career, and had one bad moment in the 1986 World Series that unfortunately he's remembered for, but he had a great career. Actually met him at Fenway Park picking up playoff tickets one year for a company of mine. He was actually standing in front of me in line picking up his playoff tickets as well, so I got to talk to him for a little while. He was a great friend of the hobby in terms of signing, TTM signing through the mail. And he passed away. He was 69 years old. So a little much too early for Mr. Buckner, who had a nice life and a bad bad moment, but he was returned to Fenway in I think in 1990 and got a standing ovation, and I think all is forgiven now that the Red Sox have been consistently winning. So we lost Mr. Bill Buckner. And then also I saw he's kind of a common guy, a regular guy, Kelly Paris, who played from 1982 to 1988. He passed away. I'm not actually sure if he had any cards, but he played for a few teams in the 80s, and he passed away. So my condolences to all their families. Sorry for their losses. And then lastly, kind of for our interview segment of the program, we're going to kind of shift a little to the left, if you will. Not necessarily a TTM call or talk. We spoke with Trent, who is, he's from Trent's Fan Pack on TTM on Instagram, and he's a fan pack guy, so he collects fan packs from major league teams, from colleges, from companies, and something that I've kind of gotten into the last, couple weeks and trying to learn more about it. And I kind of in the TTM realm in terms of you get stuff back in the mail. So we had a nice talk and learned a lot about fan packs. So hopefully you enjoy our interview with Trent from Trent Fan Packs TTM. Enjoy.
Joining us on the TTM Cast hotline is Trent. He's calling from Mississippi. You might know Trent as Trent Fan Pack TTM on Instagram. Trent is a fan pack and TTM collector, and I thought we'd kind of veer off a little and talk something that I don't know much about. I'm kind of learning about and I'm really interested about lately is fan pack. So welcome to the program, Trent.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Trent, why don't you just tell everyone, what is a fan pack? People might not know what it is.
Yes, a fan pack is like a team or company. It can be anybody, but they send you stuff through the mail. It could be T-shirts, hats, even teams send bobbleheads, media guides, yearbooks. Pretty much anybody can send whatever they want to you.
So is it exclusively for sports, or are there other places that offer fan packs?
I mean, I do sports, companies. I mean, I pretty much everybody out there. I do kind of more sports than companies, but at the same time, still do a bunch of both.
Now, do you have a favorite team?
My favorite college team is Ole Miss. Professional teams don't really have a favorite. Considering Mississippi, you don't really have any professional teams anywhere close by. Memphis Grizzlies is about 2 hours away. Closest MLB team is the Braves, which is about 4.5-5 hours away. Football, probably the Falcons, probably the closest in football. It's another 4.5 hours away, too. There's not really many sports teams here in the area.
Okay. So how did you hear about fan packs? Because it's something, honestly, I didn't really know much about, and I saw your post on Instagram lately, and it kind of piqued my interest, and I said, geez, what's this all about? So how did you learn about fan packs?
I actually had a good friend of mine in high school, and I'm not even sure how he came across it, but somehow he saw these videos on YouTube of how people are getting stuff for free in the mail, getting all these shirts, hats, and bobbleheads. So he gave it a try for a few weeks, and then he told me about it. He told me about all this cool stuff he's in the mail. He's like, hey, man, you need to try this out, man. So I'm like, why not give it a shot, see if I can get cool stuff in the mail, too. When I first started off, it did not start off the best. Kind of more the smaller items. Just kind of learn the fan pack. And same with for TTMs. If you don't put the time and effort into doing this, the results will not be good. If you just send a few TTMs out, you're not going to get 100 returns next week. Same way with fan packs, you're calling and emailing these teams. If you just send a couple emails or do a couple of calls, the results will not be that good.
So do you usually just send an email, or do you call, or do you write letters to these teams and companies? How's the best way to get going?
And everybody's kind of different. Everybody does their own thing. But me personally, I deal with more emails and phone calls. A lot of times the emails, you can just copy and paste your emails. It's a lot faster than send more emails. Calling usually takes a few minutes with each team or company or whoever you're calling. But I also do send, I do write a few letters very often. But I also use Facebook all the time. So I use all kinds of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And it's also a great way to reach a bunch of these companies. And I've also learned with some of these companies, like some companies check messages on Facebook. Some might check them on Instagram, some on Twitter. Some check them on all their social media websites. Some don't check any social media website. Also do some contact us on the website. Everybody's kind of different. But mostly, for the most part, I do emails for the most part. But, yeah.
How much time, do you spend a week on sending out requests or making calls?
It's kind of different every week. I mean, some weeks busier than others. During the week, have work and then work 10 hours a day. And by the time you come home and eat and take a shower, you don't have much time left to send emails and phone calls. Like weekdays, like days I'm working, I try to send emails from anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes a day. On the weekend, I do have a bit more time. So on the weekends, might send maybe an hour a day, maybe an hour and a half. It really just depends on how much free time I have.
Now, I've seen you, you post all the time on Instagram your successes. You must be sending out a lot because you have tons of posts for successes. That's kind of what got me interested.
Yes, I mean, I send requests all the time. Saying this again, sometimes, some weeks have more time than others. Sometimes you just don't have much time. But, yes, if you put time and effort into doing this, the results will show up for sure. And this is what I'm trying to explain to people. Many people are like, why am I not getting the results you are? Even the same way TTMs as well. They're like, why can I get the cool TTMs? Why can I get the cool fan packs? And I just keep on telling them, man, if you don't put the time and effort into doing this, you're not going to get the results. Some people just want to send a couple emails a week or just do a couple of phone calls. And this is something, if you want the big results, you have to put in the work, have to do the time and effort in doing this.
Now, do you find companies that you do business with or that you like, and that's why you go after them? Because I know sports teams, there's a finite number, right? There's only so many MLB teams, there's only so many NFL teams. How do you whittle down the companies? I work at a company and I do the marketing, but we don't really have a fan pack, you know what I mean?
Yeah. A bunch of times, the best advice I can give you is always contact your favorite companies. Like me, I'm kind of more a sports guy, and like Nike, Under Armour, kind of companies like that. It's always a place you can start off at least contacting. Even though I've never gotten fan packs from them before, I totally do believe you can get a fan pack from anybody out there. But just contact some of your favorite companies out there. It could be just anything really, shirt, like any kind of clothing company, candy, food. I mean, it could be anybody out there. But a bunch of times on Facebook, I'll just type in one simple word. It could be talking about candy. If you just want to type in candy stores in Mississippi or candy stores in Florida, you can type in whatever you want to type in. And on Facebook, it'll show up a whole bunch of results, and it'll show different candy stores there in Florida or whatever state you search for. So a bunch of times, I just kind of type in just a simple word. Even if you want to do like a fudge store, candy store, sports store, I mean, you can type in whatever you want to. And a bunch of these companies I've contacted and even heard of before, but just typing in one simple word can help you find a bunch of these places out there. But everybody's from different cities, different states, and I always also tell people, I'm like, hey man, just contact local restaurants, local places there in your area, because you're the one that has lived there for a very long time. You're the one that knows your city better than anybody else out there. So just contact restaurants and places in your town. If you have any favorite vacation places or other places you visited before, that's also places you can contact as well.
How long have you been doing fan packs?
I've been doing it about 3.5 years, even close to 4 years.
Now, do you do the companies or teams each year? Do you redo them to see if they have different stuff, or once you do a team, you kind of check them off and say, okay, I'm not going to do them again?
It's kind of different. Everybody, there's emails and phone numbers out there for every team out there. And there's so many different departments. Like for college, always contact marketing, communications, the ticket office. Even some schools have a thing called fan engagement, kind of the same thing as well. But there's so many different departments out there, and sometimes phone numbers work, sometimes emails work. It's kind of different every team. I've had some success through phone calls, emails, and just writing letters to them before. It's kind of just different every team out there.
Okay. Now, I know I saw you had a post the other day from Baylor. You got a lot of good stuff from them. You got a bobblehead and a T-shirt and all sorts of cool stuff from Baylor. So I added them to my to-do list. What other fan pack, cool fan packs that you know you really were thrilled to get and said, oh, that's awesome.
And there's so many fan packs I got, and probably can't even think of some of my favorites. But also just a little tip about fan packs, and even with Baylor, a bunch of these places I've gotten fan packs from before, I did not get them through my first time ever trying them. I just got Baylor the first time last week ever, been trying them for 3.5 years, been sending them emails and phone calls for years and years and years, been trying them just forever, have not been able to get a fan pack from them. And that's just how it is sometimes with fan packs. Even TTMs, there's even guys out there in TTMs you try sometimes too. And, you know, the first time you try them, you might not get any luck with them. But the second or third time, or even maybe it might not be to the 10th time until you try them, it might finally work. You saw that fan pack from Baylor last week. Got a shirt, hat, bobblehead, and calendar, and a bunch of little other stuff in the fan pack.
Yeah,
that
was a really cool one.
Oh, yes, it was. Still very excited about that one. But, now fan packs from NBA teams, MLB, NFL. I'm trying to think of some of my favorites, really.
You said Baylor, you tried Baylor for a couple of years. You finally got them. Was there anyone else like that you've been trying and then you finally got them?
Probably the Pittsburgh Steelers is another one. Even though I've not gotten them in over a year, I still have to try them. I think it still took me over 2 years to get a fan pack from them. Not a couple from them about a year and a half ago. Have not gotten them since then. But there's just so many teams out there you're just not going to have success with the first time. That's why I try to tell people. I'm like, hey, man, don't be surprised if you get rejected the first time. Because you also have to remember when you're calling these teams, people in marketing, communications, and ticket office, and all kinds of different people in different departments. And when you're calling these people, you're not going to talk to the same person again, like over and over again. You're most likely going to talk to somebody different each time. And you talk to somebody different each time, you're going to get all kinds of different answers. Some people are like, yeah, we'll send you a fan pack. And then some people are like, no, we don't send fan packs. And then some's like, well, if you send a letter to the stadium, we'll send a fan pack out to you. You just get all kinds of different responses. Everybody's response is different. And a lot of people get mad about that as well. They're like, well, this is the phone number you gave me. How did you get a fan pack from them? But I'm not able to. And that's what I'm trying to tell them. Like, man, this is just kind of based on what? You just have to talk to the right person. And there's still teams out there I've been trying for years. I've not gotten fan patch. I've not seen other people get fan patch them as well. You just have to kind of get in touch with the right person. It's kind of just really based on luck.
Little luck. Well, we're speaking with Trent from Mississippi. Trent is on Instagram. His name on Instagram is Trent Fan Pack TTM, and he is a fan pack expert in my mind. He is constantly posting his successes, and there's also some cool ones. One thing, I really just started maybe about 2 weeks ago. I sent out a bunch to MLB teams. I'm a big baseball fan, so I said, I'll try it. You inspired me, and I've got a few clunkers back as well. One thing, I noticed, I got a Philadelphia Phillies one back, and I got a couple nice cards and a schedule and a sticker, I think, or something like that. But I noticed you got, a T-shirt, a hat, a bobblehead, like all this stuff from the Phillies. Like, I couldn't figure out how you got all that, and I got a couple little things, It's just weird.
I mean, I've gone to the Phillies a couple times, and not every fan pack I get is a great fan pack. Let me just say that first. You know, every team's different. And this team, I've gotten this Willoughby fan patch from. There's some teams I've gotten just pretty cool stuff from. But also, again, this is you have to kind of get in touch with the right person because I've been rejected by the Phillies and many teams out there many times before. And you know, sometimes you get fan patch, but sometimes they're small fan patch. Sometimes you get bid stuff. It's really just based on kind of luck and getting in touch with the right person.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Kansas City Royals the other day, and I got like four schedules, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank you. And the Cleveland Indians was another one. They were like, well, you don't live within the state, so we'll send you three schedules.
Yeah, the Indians have told me that as well. And, yeah, some teams are like that. I know the Cleveland Indians are like that, Seattle Mariners, Detroit Lions, and there's probably a few other teams out there. They have these rules, like we don't send outside the state, or we only send within like a 300-mile radius. And I've never gotten a fan pack from the Detroit Lions before. I know that the Lions, I know that the Indians before they changed the rule. Also that the Mariners a long time ago too. But some teams just have rules like that.
I really started maybe like a month ago. Somebody had posted it, and I don't know if it was you, for the Red Sox. I'm up in Boston area, and I'm a big Red Sox fan. So I sent it out to them, and I got the little packet with the Fenway dirt. I was really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some pretty cool fan pets from the Red Sox before. I've even seen a couple people that shirts and hats, bobbleheads. Even saw one person did three jerseys from them a couple years ago. But I've never done a box or anything just super big from the Red Sox before.
Now, do you tell them what size shirt you are, or do they ask, or you just kind of just send out an email or make a call, and then they just send whatever they got?
Yeah, my email, I always include my shirt size.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. You always include my shirt size. And a lot of times in my email, I'll go ahead and mention the items I'm interested in. I'll go ahead and mention, like, hey, I'm a big fan of this team. I would love to get any promotional items, like a T-shirt, hat, bobblehead, media guide, yearbook. Just kind of name a few items off you might be interested in receiving.
Have you ever gotten any autograph stuff from any of the teams?
Yes, I have gotten a couple, not much luck, but having a couple before. I actually did a few autographs from the Red Sox a couple of times. Not many big name players, but I have gotten a couple from the Red Sox before. Also got one from the, I think it was the Jacksonville Jaguars 3 years ago, another name I never heard of before. I have gotten a couple autographs and fan packs before, but they're not really big name players. I haven't had a couple before.
Have you had more luck with the minor league teams?
No, I really have not had that much luck with minor league teams before. I've actually never have gotten a huge box from a minor league team before. Minor league teams, I just don't send quite as good fan packs as professional teams. The best fan pack, I think, in my opinion, the best fan pack I've ever done from a minor league team is the Clearwater Thrashers, the single A advanced team, the Philadelphia Phillies. And there's always included a program, like a pike schedule sticker, something like that. But for most minor league teams, I've just done pike schedules and really have never had any good luck with minor league teams before.
Okay. And how about universities? You seem to have a lot of luck with universities lately.
Yes, I've been trying a bunch of colleges the past few weeks, just kind of changing it up. Yeah, of course, like Baylor is one of them, a pretty cool fan pack, and also got a few other pretty cool college fan packs as well. My favorite team personally is Ole Miss. Got a couple of nice ones from them last year. Let's see, there's probably some other teams out there. That a pretty cool one from the University of South Florida a couple of years ago. But, yeah, done a couple of nice ones the past few weeks.
Is there any better time to send requests, like in the off season or during the season for teams, or do you find you just kind of send them as you go?
I think it's kind of different. I think I've kind of learned with colleges, most times colleges, the students are off during Thanksgiving and Christmas and spring break and stuff like that. So a bunch of times, like the marketing department and those departments was closed as well. So for me, I haven't had as much luck with colleges during that time span. Kind of with professional teams, it kind of seems like during the season works better for some teams, but some teams have a bunch of stuff left over after the season, and that's what, like, some teams only send out fan packs in the off season, from what I've kind of learned before. And after the season, they have a bunch of stuff left over, so they're not sending fan packs.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I've only tried, I don't know, maybe about 20 baseball teams to see how it's gone. I probably got eight or nine. I actually tried I got a nice one from the Oklahoma Thunder from the NBA.
Okay. Yeah.
In their email address somewhere, and I sent it. And that was actually a nice fan pack that I got from them.
Yeah, they're one of the easiest teams to get a fan pack from in the NBA. They always send a pretty cool program, the player cards, pocket schedules, kind of stuff like that. It's a pretty cool fan pack, but the Oklahoma City Thunder is a pretty cool team. But I think they only send fan packs out every 6 months, and some teams, they only send out fan packs to you once every 6 months, maybe once a year. But also another tip I do sometimes, I've seen me get more fan packs from some teams before. Every team has different rules. But a lot of times, I just even change my name up on my email. My name is Trent, so I might use like a Trey, or might change it to Trip. Usually just kind of change it to, like, it still starts with a T, but just change the name a little bit. But also use my grandparents' addresses sometimes as well, or friends' addresses.
Ah, it's tricky.
Sometimes I see, if you have any friends or even grandparents, somebody out there that lets you use your address, so you can get more fan packs in the mail.
Got you. Now, I'm going to ask you, because I have no idea what I'm going to do with my stuff. What do you do with all the fan pack stuff that you get?
Oh, like, my mom's a school teacher, and a bunch of the smaller stuff I give to her, and then she'll give to the kids. And most of the time, like the stickers, the pencils, the pens, kind of like smaller stuff like that, even pocket schedules. I give most of the stuff to her. But I do keep, like, the shirts and hats, some of the bigger stuff like that.
Now, do you send any of the cards out? You know, I've been getting a bunch of those, you know, the kind of postcard-sized cards. Some of the players, like, those would be pretty good to get autographed. Have you sent any of those out?
No, I've not sent any of those out, but they look pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, we've talked fan packs now, and we are a TTM podcast, and I know you are involved in TTM as well. Do you have any focus on TTMs? Are you sending out a lot of TTMs lately?
I've not done TTMs in close to a year. I do love sending TTMs out, but, you know, after sending so many TTMs out, it can get expensive sometimes. And what I like about fan packs is fan packs is free. None of the stuff costs any money, unless you do write letters to stadiums, but I've only sent a few out before. But, you know, TTMs can get expensive sometimes because you have to include a stamp, the send it there, and also one to come back. But, of course, if you want to send, like, a bigger item out, like a helmet or jersey or any bigger item, it's going to cost you more money. While I was doing TTMs, I started realizing how much money I was spending. I'm like, man, this stuff's expensive. I just don't know if I can keep this up for a while. But fan pass is free. TTMs can start getting expensive sometimes if you send a bunch out.
That's funny. My wife the other day goes, I don't know, this ROI on TTMs doesn't seem to be turning a profit for us. I don't sell anything I get. I just send them out, and hopefully I get them back. But I understand what you're saying. It's a lot easier to send an email out than have to keep going buying stamps every week and envelopes and the like. So what kind of cards or stuff do you collect?
I collect football, basketball, and baseball. I also have a few college cards as well. That's pretty much about it. I think I do have a few other random cards, but for the most part, just football, basketball, and baseball.
All the new stuff, or do you do vintage as well?
Most of the stuff is kind of starting from the early 2000s up to probably 2017. Just really haven't bought any cards in a couple of years.
Okay.
Most of the stuff's a little older.
And that's what you were sending out for TTMs?
Yes. Most time, okay. I just send out cards I just try and be as cheap as possible. Sometimes I send pictures. For the most part, it's just cards.
Now, have you gotten any TTMs back recently that you sent out a year ago or so? You know, some old returns, and like, oh, look, a TTM return. Any old returns?
I have not gotten this a whole bunch in the past few months. I did get Harrison Smith a couple, I thought about a month ago, just kind of guessing. That's pretty cool. I think I offered that another Dirk Nowitzki one a couple months ago. I offered that Evan Engram. That's pretty cool as well.
Oh, yeah.
But just really haven't gotten that many returns in the past few months.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Trent, and he is Trent Fan Pack TTM on Instagram. Trent, are you on any other social media or on Facebook or YouTube or anything?
Yes, I am on YouTube. My YouTube name is Trent Fan Pack TTM as well. Yeah, just YouTube and Instagram.
I haven't seen your YouTube. Do you post your returns on YouTube?
Yes, all the pictures I post on Instagram. I do make videos on YouTube as well. Most time I'll have the YouTube video up maybe 2-3 days before I post the pictures on Instagram.
Right. Well, Noah, why don't you tell everyone how they can reach you if they have a question on Fan Packs? Because, as I said to listeners, Trent is an expert and he can help you out if you have any questions. Why don't you give out a contact or an email address that they can track you down on?
Yes, you can DM me on Instagram at TrentFanPackTTM. You can also comment on my YouTube videos on TrentFanPackTTM as well. You can email me if you want to at TrentBrowning12@gmail.com. Just DM me. You can leave a comment on my YouTube channel or you can email me.
Cool. All right, Trent. Well, thank you. I know you were a little apprehensive about joining us today, being new to podcasts, but I think you did a great job.
I hope you
enjoyed talking with me as much as I enjoyed talking with you. I think it was a nice learning experience for me and hopefully our listeners, because as I said, fan packs are kind of new to me. I'm a little foreign to it, and I'm kind of learning, and you're kind of pointing me in the right direction. So I appreciate that.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker. I am your host. I want to thank you for spending some time with us today. I also want to thank Trent from Fan Packs TTM on Instagram. Hopefully you enjoyed our interview. And next week is Father's Day, so we will have a special Father's Day edition next week. And as always, wishing you many happy returns.